niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Kilo kilo omalilla, leiko rooselani, kuva hivina niillä kohalle ja kalaa. Ahe ohula, leka ilima, tua hivina niillä.
Listening to Nā Kai e Walu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
My pretty baby was calling me, and she said, ooh, baby, please hurry. But out of rush, I'm moving real slow, 'cause I want you to enjoy the magic show. She said, ooh, baby, please hurry.
Too much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. I miss you, girl. I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. So much. You fill my body with the sweet scent emotion. You make me move in a slow kind of motion. So love me, baby, kiss me and hug me. Don't let me go. Miss you, girl, I miss you much. I miss your old fashioned touch. Miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch. girl, I miss you much. I miss your old-fashioned touch.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Morning sun upon my face as I was drinking day. Morning breeze was singing the melody of three-part harmony. I feel the rainbow of your smile upon my heart. We'll be together morning dew upon every single blade of grass I see. I hear the sound of birds singing a simple melody. Taste the sunshine upon my lips that brings a brand new day. We'll be together forever. Como mai?
Very nice. Hey, you're getting ready for a grad party today. We heard about that and got a song for you coming right up. This is Nakai Evalu, Kaho'one Panoke, Vicky Holt Takamine, and Noe Tanigawa here. And we've got on the telephone Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee at Large, Rowena Akana, who's just back from Washington, D.C., lobbying for the Akaka bill.
Aloha, Trustee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. How long have you been at the Office of Hawaiian Affairs?
19 years.
Are you the one with the longest tenure there now?
Yes.
Wow, 19 years. My goodness, how time flies.
Congratulations.
I think I need some medals, don't you?
So, Trustee, I understand that you were on a trip recently to Washington, D.C. Was this for the Akaka bill?
Yes, it was, yeah. We had the hearing in the House, and I think it's going to pass the House. And we look for the first week in July or possibly the second for the Senate to have its hearing. And once it clears the Senate, I guess they have to count the votes so that they can take a floor vote. As you know, several years ago we tried for a cloture vote and we missed it by 4 votes. You know, we have to have 60 to pass cloture in order to get a bill to the floor.
It looks like there's a possibility that we might get to the floor, though.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have 59 Republicans now, and we have Lieberman, who's the independent, makes 60, but you never know where Lieberman is going, and he sounds more like a Republican than a Democrat. And then we have the one senator that won the election almost a year ago that's being challenged over and over in court by the Republican who lost the seat. So if he gets confirmed, then we'll have a firm 60. Problem with that is we have 2 very sick senators, Kennedy and Byrd.
Yes. So, Trustee, I've heard some people make remarks on the TV about the possibility of the Akaka bill being delayed because of the nomination process for the Supreme Court Justice. While you were there, did you hear any kind of discussion like this going on?
No, no. I think the president is pressing for the confirmation hearing to be held in July, so I imagine it's right after the 4th of July recess. So I think perhaps it'll be simultaneous. That was, like the feeling. And maybe it's a good thing because people will be preoccupied with Sotomayor and I'll focus more on that. I mean, if you're a Republican, if you're smart, you pick your fights. You know, you're not going to scrap for every little thing. So if they start concentrating on us, then Sotomayor will be a cinch. So I think they have to pick their fights. And I don't think they can be distracted in both with both issues. So I don't know. I'm hoping that this time it'll get through.
We'll continue our conversation with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Rowena Akana and ask her about how she feels this legislative session has gone here in Hawaii. You're listening to Nakai Evalu, brought to you every weekend by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Have you ever slept underneath the stars at the sunrise in the east? And the pretty ladies getting it together, getting ready for a Sunday feast. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country. It can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country. And it
guitars are playing, the music man's playing, the music man's saying,
you are very welcome,
you are very welcome,
won't you come along,
there'll be room for you and me.
At our Sunday party in the country, it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party in the country, it can be a lifetime party, you and me. People ready for the singing. The music man is calling you. And the magic that he's bringing seems to help to make it through. To our Sunday party in the country. Sunday partner, all the friends will all be there.
Guitars are playing, the music man's singing,
the music man's singing. You are very welcome,
won't you come along, you and me.
At our Sunday party in the country, and it can be a lifetime party, you and me. Gonna be a Sunday party.
Wake up every Saturday morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, come on, oh, come on, oh, hey, I know.
the way we do it. Na Kai Evalu, Hawaii's favorite statewide FM radio news magazine. Thanks so much for spending your Saturday mornings with us. I know a lot of you look forward to the Friends of the Library book sale every year at McKinley High School here in Honolulu, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's a great place to browse. A lot of people meet their friends over there, too. You know, the Hawaiian section is great. Every year, there's some real finds. In fact, cookbooks, art books, kid books, plenty of it. Check it all out at McKinley High School. It's going on for the next 10 or so days. And we're talking here on Nakai Evalu with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Rowena Akana about her efforts lobbying for the Akaka Bill in Washington, D.C. this past week, and we'll ask her about her thoughts on the recent Hawaii legislative session coming up. Later in the show, Kiho'alu, that's Slack Key, with Peter Medeiros. He just may be the man who will turn you on to doing it, too. This is Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a'o aku. Nā kekahi e ho ulu mai. Nā nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OIVI TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oivi.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Patty St. Germain, and I'm a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii, with some tips about the best way to begin the home buying process. Many people think they should find a home first, and then think about financing, but actually, it's the other way around. Getting pre-approved for a loan is the first step you should take. Getting pre-approved will help you determine how ready you are to buy, and if so, what price range you can comfortably afford. Then, your bank will provide you with a pre-approval letter you can submit with your offer. This will put you in a stronger buying position because the home seller will know you are a serious, qualified home buyer.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Did I ever say how I feel about you? Did I never find that easy to do? Things that you do, no need to be heard. I know your actions, babe, be louder than a word. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll be you up. Drink it down till the sun comes up. I'm heading over like a steaming train. Foot to the floor in a driving rain. My head is aching and my mouth is dry. I've got a thirst that only can satisfy. I've got the bottle, bring me a cup, pop the cork and try to serve. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Drink it down till the sun comes up. When you're empty, I'll fill you up. Drink it down till the sun comes up. I've got the bottle.
The best in classic and contemporary Hawaiian music, plus perspectives from the Hawaiian community. That's Nakai Evalu every Saturday morning here on the Visionary Radio Network. A reminder that opinions expressed are those of the speakers only and not those of this radio station or our sponsors. Vicky Holt-Takamine here, Kaho'une Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Rowena Akana.
Aloha, Trustee. With everything that's going on with the Akaka Bill and various other political issues on the federal side, here at home, how do you see the current climate of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs here after just coming off of a legislative session?
You know, this legislative session was particularly tough because of the shortfalls that the state has. So they cut OHA's budget by 20%. Not that we had a big budget. I mean, you know, in light of what the state budget really is, giving OHA $3 million is nothing. However, Donna Kim, the finance chair, took exception. And, you know, we fund the Native Hawaiian Legal Corp, Napua Noiau, and Aluike. And those are the three nonprofits that we use the money for because it primarily serves less than 50 percenters, right?
Yes.
But a couple of years ago, Native Hawaiian Legal Corp won the Hokulea case in Kona. And the settlement was $2.1 million. So the legislature said that since they pay half of the funding for Native Hawaiian Legal Corp, that they should get their share. Problem with that is that, you know, Native Hawaiian Legal Corp, in the first place, they kept the money. And we complained because in their contract with us, we're supposed to retrieve half of whatever they collect. Now, we've already paid the state $1.2 million for the portion of the recovery fees that the state said we should give back to them. Now that we've paid the state back, Native Hawaiian Legal Corp is coming to OHA to claim the other million. And I'm saying, you know, it's ridiculous.
Well, I was just concerned that that occurred during the legislative process, because it's like awarding the state for not doing their job, because had they been doing their job in the first place, we wouldn't have had this court case with Hokulea. So it just seems that now at the end, you know, the court rules against them, but somehow they still made out financially. So,
well, see, the Hokulea was a private developer in Kona, and they were developing, well, they have already a golf course, and then they have these 5 million and up houses that are being built along the coastline. And a couple of Hawaiians wanted Native Hawaiian Legal Corp to file a suit against them because they were unearthing Evie. And so that stayed in court for a lot of years. And Hokulea tried to settle with the plaintiffs by restoring the burials, making markers, keeping them on the golf course or in the development area with markers, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, nothing worked. And in the end, Judge Ibarra from the Big Island said, okay, this has gone on long enough. We're going to settle this case. Plaintiffs, you get $2 million, and that's the end of that. Hokulea, you go on your way. So, you know, that was that. But it, you know, the burial council for Big Island, I think they did what they could, and they actually signed off on the project a long time ago. But we had a few Hawaiians who just didn't want to let go. My feeling on that is, you know, we should be protecting the Evie. However, you can't use the Evie to be environmentalist. And I think this, you know, this was at the heart of the whole case.
We're talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee at Large Rowena Akana here on Nakai Evalu. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. This program's brought to you every Saturday by the Kamehameha Schools, Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
broadcasting statewide, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. Ooh, yeah. Make a million. Bashful boy, oh, you're hiding something sweet. Please give it to me. Yeah, yeah. Oh, oh, talk to me some more. You don't have to go. You're the poetry man. You make things all right.
For you, Kauai High, and our friends going fishing on Molokai today. We got your song coming up next here on Nakai Evalu. Fiki Holtakamine, Kahoone Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and we're talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Rowena Akana, just back from Washington, D.C.
So, Trustee, I guess as we're on our final portion of the show right now, can you share with us some of your vision of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs and various programs the office should be more attentive with?
Oh, you know, I don't think your show is long enough to talk about that. But as Vicki probably knows, that our office, 10, 15 years ago, we had a program for health, housing, education, all these different programs, including culture and education in the legislative process for young high school students and so on. And those programs are really, I think, a good thing because it actually touched the community where you're not giving millions of dollars to an organization and then there's no direct benefit to any one individual. But I have to say this, and I'm very candid about this. Since Hanani Apoliona became chair 7 years ago, all those programs have disappeared. And so I guess her idea of servicing Hawaiians is to farm it out, give, you know, millions of dollars to various organizations, and here, you go do this, you go do this. But there is no follow-through, there is no accounting for the money or the programs and how they're benefiting our Hawaiian children or, you know, our Hawaiian health.
So what kind of programs do you think you want to have in place?
Well, you know, one thing that has been absent in the OHA budget for the last 20 years is health. We give zero to health, and we should be developing some kind of supplemental health care program for Kupuna. Now, Lunalila Home, who has very little money and is the only trust that actually services elderly Hawaiians, are broke. And OHA, since we don't have anything that we do in health, should be dedicating a good portion of our money toward Lunalila Home and dedicate it to a program.
So what about our homeless? Because I look out at Waianae and how can we develop more affordable housing to take care of the homeless issues out in the rural areas.
Well, you know, again, that we don't have a housing program. What we've done is give $1 million to the governor for her her center out there in Waianae. We've donated to various groups to help the homeless. But I think that what we should have done and was promised to us by Micah Akani from Hawaiian Homes a long time ago, that we could lease some land from them and develop our own housing with partnering with developers. But that never came to fruition. You know, he seemed to have reneged on those things, and trustees have not been aggressive about making that happen.
Okay, we're going to have you back on a future program.
Yes, absolutely.
I want to thank you for joining us today on the Kaʻevalu. Thank you very much, Trustee Akana.
You're welcome.
We'll catch up with you soon.
Okay, you guys take care, and thank you for calling me.
We've been talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Rowena Akana, sharing with us her thoughts on many of the issues facing Hawaiians today. A quick reminder that opinions expressed are those of the speakers only, and we thank you for letting us know how you feel. Sure. Check out our website and send us an email at nakaievaluradio.com. We would love to hear from you. This is Nakai Evalu, coming at you every Saturday. Compliments of the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Mobi PCS, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
Oh, cool.
Aloha. You're listening to Nakai E Valu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nakai e Valu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Maui, the 2009 Maui Film Festival's kicking off today and runs through tomorrow with the Festival Cinema that's Movies Under the Stars tomorrow night. It really is a lot of fun. Families turn out there at the Wailea Resort. You might want to put that on your calendar. Today on Nakai e Valu, we've been talking with Office of Hawaiian Affairs Trustee Rowena Akana. And coming up, Peter Medeiros, Slacky artist, composer. He's going to share some of his music with us here on Nakai e Valu. Brought to you by Kamehameha Schools, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Mobi PCS on the Visionary Radio Network.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai Ola, the Living Water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Ooh, Velina Mai.
Gather the Ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEVE TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oeve.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs, featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Thanks for tuning in this morning to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network.
Nā kai e walu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. So far, so good, Kaho'one.
Yes, it's turning out to be a lovely day here in Hawaii nei.
Kaho'one panoke, Vicky Holtakamine.
Welcome to Nā kai e walu, and we have a really, really special guest.
That's right.
I work with him at the University of Hawaii. He always provides me a good sound system when I do a little concert at the Orvis Auditorium.
He does so much. Peter Medeiros, he's a teacher, composer, slack key artist, and it's great to have you in with us, Peter.
Aloha. I'm glad to be here. Right now I'm still pulling the poke out of my mouth from last night.
You gotta push it down with some good old Kona coffee.
Oh, that's how we get long fingernails.
I see. Oh, I know. Slacky people.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I went back to my class reunion last week and then I busted my fingernails, so they were short now.
Wow.
So that's why all the poke is still on my teeth.
Your class reunion at Kamehameha?
Oh, yeah.
And it was how many years?
40.
Wow. 40,
so yeah. Class of
1969.
Wow.
And we rule because Talent Night, we score 3 out of 8.
Wow. 69 is Wayne Chang.
Wayne Chang. Score.
What did you folks do for talent show?
No ke anu ahi ahi.
And you played your slacky.
I played the slacky and we smoked Naleo.
Class of 84. That was awesome.
You know, it's hard because they told us last time, we're gunning for you. And it's hard because they've lost 20 years straight. And so, you know,
you played.
They congratulate us, but they're all saying under their breath, we hate you. And yeah, come here, Alumni Week is just a scream.
I understand that the luau was very well handled this year.
It usually is every year, and it's you just can't get tickets. You gotta apply early.
Yeah.
Of course, staying up with the dorms usually was a nightmare when we were kids, but now when you're an adult, you can do anything, right? And you usually do. So living at the dorms with your friends from small kid time is good fun. Just really
oh my
fun.
Gosh!
Yeah.
Well, if you stay up at the dorms, there's no sleeping. You don't sleep because people knocking on your door to wake you up. I don't know. Did you stay at the dorms?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't.
I girls' school this
I
year.
I can't
and,
either.
I was at L, and dorm L was... You know,
dorm really, L, dorm, dorm L. M. You were at all the dorms, by the way.
When I was on the class, the senior, yeah, I was at all the dorms. I knew them quite well. I knew the roofs really well.
Yeah. I tried really? Staying at the dorm 1 year. At reunion, we all made an effort to do that. And I said, after the first night, I said, I want to go home. I just couldn't sleep.
Because you can't sleep. My year is next year.
Yeah. Ooh. Enjoy it.
Oh, it's so much fun getting to know Peter Medeiros, our special musical guest for the rest of the program. Slack key artist, teacher, composer. And if you would like to be a slack key artist or any kind of musician in your future, you could have some tips coming up on Nā kai e walu. Brought to you every week by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS, right here on the Visionary Radio Network.
Hano hano ka leipi ka ke, ke ho o la le manei, he I minui ko una ue ho o ko mai, I laila ko umana. Pili aku me oe I ka poli pume hanga Hano hano ka leipi ka ke Ke ho olale mai nei E I minui ko una ue ho o mai I laila ko umana o E pili aku Poli pume hana Moani mai kou ala Hapuia o loko Upua e puli ae honi mauaku Ika hanu anu hea Oni uawike o nanga Iho ohi I kamai
For tuning in this morning to Nakai Evolu on the Visionary Radio Network. That one's for you, Kahului. Thanks for checking in. And we heard from Waimea last week, too, so we'll get your song up next. Anytime, check in with us at nakaievaluradio.com. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa here. And our special guest right now, Peter Medeiros, slack key artist, teacher, composer. He's going to tell us what it's like.
So, Peter, how did you get started playing music?
Like most Hawaiian families back in the day, we always heard music. We were surrounded by music. It was just something that was always there. You never thought about it as being music or dance, because there was always this soundtrack, which was so natural. Every day, there would be music. In our family, my dad was very unique. He was some kind of musician, because he figured for his family, there's going to be a separate day in the week where we're all going to learn Hawaiian music, and that was Sunday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 5. For as long as I can remember, I always thought that every family did this. We sang, you know, and my dad entertained my mom. He would serenade her, pull out the ukulele. In our house, there was an instrument in every room. Piano, ukuleles, guitars, whatever. If we weren't at our house, then we were over at Auntie Ermgard's house. You know, she was playing and writing all
that
the
time.
That
would be Auntie Ermgard, Aluli.
Aluli, yeah, and Uncle
Nani. The Farden family.
Yeah, my father and her husband, Uncle Nani, were best friends. They used to play tennis together, and they were Hawaii Territorial State Champs or something, like, for years and years. It's local boys. And so we would always be hanging out with other families, musical families. And so I assumed growing up that every family was a musical family. And then when I went to Kamehameha, I was absolutely convinced of it. Because you go to Kamehameha, everybody can sing, and they can sing good.
Yeah.
Not only sing, but they can dance, you know. So my dad said he learned his music from his tutu, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, and then his mother, my tutu, my grandmother. And what they would do is that they would serenade family and friends at the end of the day, going from house to house. There was no TV or radio. This is back in 1910, 1920, 1930. My father, folks, lived up by where Hawaiian Studies is now located, up in Manoa Valley. There's a good stream there where my great-grandmother had a laundry business that she ran, and her husband was a poniolo who worked up at Lelihua Ranch and Pu'uloa, Honu'uli'uli, and by Foyt Shafter. And so he was also a musician. I still have his mandolin. So there was this tradition going through our family, as there was going through your family. Or even you would find him in the Beamer family, guys like that. As well as the Fardens.
Boy, I really hope we can hear some of your music, maybe live, coming up.
Dala, you get Dala.
Hey, you get Dala.
I get Dala.
Okay, coming up on Nā Kai e Wale.
Best when you say nothing at all. touch of your hand says you'll catch me if ever I fall. You say it best when you say nothing.
Reaching across the channels, you're listening to Nakai Evalu on the Visionary Radio Network, made possible by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs.
Go feeling nice on a Saturday morning. You're riding Nakai Evalu, the eight seas connecting all the Hawaiian islands on the Visionary Radio Network. Don't forget, today's the first summer Farm Fest and ukulele jam in Holualoa, Kona side of Hawaii Island, and that whole little village is showing off their ono honey, chocolate, farm produce, and art, so check it out. If you're anywhere on the Kona side, they're in Holualoa till 3 o'clock today, okay? Hope you folks do real well. We're thinking of you today. It's a Kako thing every Saturday here with our guest right now, Peter Madera, slack key artist, teacher, composer, and we'll be back and hear some music from him coming up on Nakai Evalu, brought to you by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network.
He mo'olelo ko nā kā naka apau. Nā kekahi mo'olelo e a o aku. Nā kekahi e ho uru mai. Nā mo'olelo e ho ike I ke kūlana ka Hawaii. Today we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Kawai'i ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Velina Mai, gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
You're listening to Nakaya Evalu every Saturday morning from 8 to 10.
Of your hair glowing lightly when the sun shines in, when the sun shines that lake. I'm thinking I don't want to stay. Remember that lake I gave to you. It means farewell. I'm going home now, so take care. I'll see.
That's the way we like it, right here on Nakai Evalu. Hey, How you doing, Kahoone?
Very good.
Kahoone panoke
here. Enjoying
this
show very much.
How's your Portuguese sausage, eggs, and rice?
No Portuguese sausage, eggs, and rice today.
We'll make yourself happy with music.
But the coffee is delicious.
Okay.
And the Saloon Pilot cracker is good.
All right.
With the guava jelly.
Making yourself happy. Vicky Holtakamine, Noe Taninga. We got music coming up here with Peter Medeiros.
So, Peter, tell us now. What was your, in growing up, you every Sunday you folks trained from 1 to 5 and learned the different musical compositions. During that period of your life, what was your very favorite song that you were taught by your dad?
Oh, I never really thought of that. They were all favorites.
They're all favorites.
They're all good. It was just wonderful listening to my dad sing. He had this beautiful voice. And he loved singing, of course, but he thought he was taking care of the family. But it was a matter of he didn't have to sing either because he was also a virtuoso ukulele player. For anything with strings, he could play. He could play ukulele, banjo, guitar. When he was 14 years old, he ran away from home because he heard they needed a banjo player up at the National Guard at Schofield Barracks. He went AWOL that first night.
Oh.
But the sergeant major lived up the street in Watertown, where they lived at this point in time, and came and dragged him back to Schofield. Huh? And he ended up staying in the National Guard for 14 more years. It was just really something.
Gosh.
Who were some of your mentors?
I was really fortunate in that I learned old style from my dad, and this was passed on to him from his tutu. But I was lucky enough to meet and hook up right after high school with a guy by the name of Lico Martin. Mm-hmm. And playing with Lico was just out of this world. He had the best music. He could just write like nobody's business.
I love Lico Martin.
And a couple years later, I had the good fortune of meeting Peter Moon, and this was going to be a real long relationship. I didn't know about it because he's really kind of a hard guy to know. He can be a jerk or he can be a real nice guy. I knew both Peters. He asked me to play something first, so I played Diwahini style for him, and he realized not very many people knew how to play Diwahini style.
But can you explain Diwahini style?
The Wahini tunings are easy tunings. They usually require no more than one or two fingers to hold a chord. The chords, as far as the tuning is concerned, are major seventh chords. So Hawaiian style was like, you do not play the major seventh tonality. It's Himene style, it's all major. So what that does is it makes these Wahine tunings kind of twangy. So that
can you try that for me?
This tuning I'm in right now is a G tuning, thorough patch tuning. Open G, so you strum it. You don't have to hold it. You got a chord. This is called hoku. So the first position, first chord, you don't have to hold it. However, with wahine tunings, they're what are called ho'opa tunings, which means that you have to hold. Ho'opa means to grasp, to hold. So you chord, you call it ho'opa. So Hawaiian style, general classification would be ho'oku, ho'opa type of tuning. So now you hold it like this. Okay, you can see that I'm holding it ho'opa. It's a major chord. If I take it off, it's a major seventh chord. The characteristic of Wahine tunings is they got a twang to them. Hear this twang. So that is a characteristic of the Wahine tunings. Anyway, I was playing a D Wahine tuning, back to Peter, and not too many guys were aware of the difference that there's going to be a Wahine tuning, there's going to be also be a Mauna Loa tuning. Mauna Loa tunings are tuned after violin tunings or mandolin tunings. So I knew those because my dad, you know.
Why didn't you become a professional musician then, Peter? Just make it your whole life.
Well, I realized that it was a difficult business, and I had been gigging long enough to know that there is no guarantee you're going to get a paycheck. There is no guarantee at all. And so one night, after getting stiffed at 3 o'clock in the morning, I decided, I'm going to teach. I'm tired of this.
So that's when I just, you know, said, I'm going to just refocus what I'm going to do in music. I still make all of my money doing music, just in a different capacity. I'm still very creative. I'm still able to produce. I'm able to write. I'm able to teach. I'm able to still perform. So in that respect, yeah, my life still goes on as a musician. But I have a state job. So I'm very fortunate that that's the way that things worked out.
Talking with Peter Medeiros, he's Slacky artist, composer, teacher, and our guest today on Nakai'e Valu. Brought to you every week by Mobi PCS, the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, and Kamehameha Schools on the Visionary Radio Network. Nakai'e Valu, the Hawaiian way to start your weekend. Thanks so much for being with us. Vicky Holtakamine, Kaho'one Panoke, Noe Tanigawa, and Peter Medeiros, Slack Key artist, with us this morning.
So Peter and I work at the University of Hawaii, and I teach the music that was dedicated to Barbara Smith, who was both of our mentors. And she still comes to every single one of our concerts, as she goes to as many as she can. But you had a little bit more time as a student with Barbara.
Yeah, I just got involved as a result of, I guess, her knowing my mother, and put into this program at the East West Center with students from other countries, from Thailand, China, Korea, Malaysia, and what we were going through was a very intense 24/7 class in ethnomusicology. It's basically getting your master's like in 6 months, and it was really intense. With Barbara was like, I don't know if you remember Dorothy Gillette or Dorothy Kahananui.
Oh, yes.
Real old time. I mean, they were kind of like grab you by your ear and you wriggling around like when fish, right? And so she was from that school. So I listened. And I didn't have too much of a problem with that. But she brought focus to what I was doing, because I was basically going around transcribing a lot of the older players' music, because they were dying. I knew that. I'd been working in ethnic studies, doing oral histories, and I figured, hey, I better really, do some studying with the guys who actually know how to play, and get them documented before they're not around anymore. And so she heard about that, and that's how I got to know her.
Great. So you're gonna play us something?
Who's the money?
Hey, I get my dollar.
Nakai Evalu, Hawaii's first statewide radio news magazine on the Visionary Radio Network.
Navae ike ne ni nau ana o ko ue ui a e nei. He kumu ko he kuhi no nae, he mau kuhi he vapaha. Ia ue kaunui mana o ae, kaumai ke anu e nue. Na kakoe ike, the rainbow connection, ke aloha e pio mau ai. Na vai e hoko, mana o kou e nā i hoai, ke ike e ulu mai nei. He ka maha o no ke kilo lani, iho ike aina ailona. Na ka koe ike, the rainbow connection, ke aloha e pia mau ai, ho kako me ke anu e nue, na hoa e hau oli ai. He oia i a kanui i kena, i kui nei mau maka. Pilina mea pau o ke ao, i ka pi o ke anu e nue. Na ka koe ike, the rainbow connection, ke aloha e pi a mauai. Someday you'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dream, and me, la da da di da da do, la la da 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 di da do.
Nā kai e walu, the Hawaiian way to launch your weekend. Hawaii's favorite weekly FM radio news magazine, and it's time for us to go now. Vicky Holt-Takamine, what a fun day it's been, huh?
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in.
Kaho'one, panoke.
Mahalo, everyone, for listening in on our Nā kai e walu show and enjoying. Hope you enjoyed the music that we did.
Oh, sure did. Peter Menderes, you made this such a special day for us. Thank you so much for coming.
Oh, thank you for having me over. It was good fun. It was good fun. I'm so tired, though. Why do you have it so early in the morning?
Yeah. And we're going to
have you back when you finish that book.
And that CD.
Where's the money?
And that website.
Where's the money?
We'll keep you waiting for your dollar. Get you back
I'm
going to
stand on the corner, collect quarters.
You know what? Yeah, I'm with Camp School, you know, not dollar anymore, $1.350.
Hey, but remember, you got your state job.
I got my state job.
Well, we are here for you every Saturday, 8 till 10. Nā kai e walu, sponsored by the Office of Hawaiian Affairs, Kamehameha Schools, and Mobi PCS. And it's brought to you with much aloha on the Visionary Radio Network. That's today's Kumu, 94.7 on Oahu, Q103, 103.7 Maui, The Surf, 95.9 and 103.9 Kauai, The Beach, 102.1 Hawaii Island, and KMKK, 102.3 Molokai. Aloha.
Aloha.
Ahui ho.
Aloha.
Everyone has stories to tell. Some stories teach, others inspire. And each story reveals who we are, where we come from, and where we're headed. Today, we share stories that deliver the latest in Native Hawaiian news, features, and events. Hawaii Ola, the living water. For your free subscription, visit oha.org/kwo or call 594-1835.
Ooh. Vilina Mai. Gather the ohana for a night of fun, family entertainment, featuring the highly anticipated animated TV program, Lau Nehe Nehe, produced by Kamehameha Publishing.
Join us as we bring to life some of Hawaii's most popular children's titles. Presented in Olelo Hawaii and English, Lau Nehe Nehe shares some of our favorite stories about a naughty elepayo, a stingy fisherman, a generous couple whose greatest wish comes true, and much, much more.
Relax as the rustling leaves of Lau Nehe Nehe carry you and your keiki to a place where imagination, culture, and history come to life through the mo'olelo of our kupuna. This summer, enjoy Lau Nehe Nehe on OEV TV Oceanic Time Warner Cable Digital Channel 326, your on-demand source for Hawaiian news, entertainment, and educational programming. Visit www.oev.tv for complete program listings and information.
When food prices are on the rise and gas is guzzling an ever-increasing amount of household budgets, the last thing you want to worry about is paying too much to stay connected to the important people in your life. That's why the Lifeline and Link Up programs are designed to provide federal assistance to qualifying households and individuals who could use a helping hand. Mobi PCS is proud to be Hawaii's local wireless service provider, offering discount plans to customers who qualify for these programs. Featuring unlimited local and long-distance calling for just $32 a month with no credit check and no contracts. With Mobi PCS and the Federal Lifeline and Link Up programs, you can get connected with the lowest price monthly unlimited talk plan in Hawaii and stay in touch with the people who matter most for only $32 a month. Eligibility is based on income and participation in federal assistance programs. For more details, visit MobiPCS.com or call 688-MOBI. That's 688-MOBI or MobiPCS.com. Mobi PCS. Talk on.
Bank of Hawaii presents the Smart Money Minute, helpful tips about managing your personal finances.
Hi, this is Patty St. Germain, and I'm a mortgage loan officer at Bank of Hawaii with some tips about the best way to begin the home buying process. Many people think they should find a home first and then think about financing, but actually, it's the other way around. Getting pre-approved for a loan is the first step you should take. Getting pre-approved will help you determine how ready you are to buy, and if so, what price range you can comfortably afford. Then, your bank will provide you with a pre-approval letter you can submit with your offer. This will put you in a stronger buying position because the home seller will know you are a serious, qualified home buyer.
This has been a Bank of Hawaii Smart Money Minute. To attend a free Bank of Hawaii Smart Money seminar near you, visit boh.com/seminars. Bank of Hawaii, member FDIC.